This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. This past fall, we heard from the group Forest Heroes. They were at that time calling on Kellogg to end its partnership with Singapore-based agribusiness corporation Wilmar over the clear-cutting of rainforest to extract palm oil. We're going to get an update from Jez Fedwa of Battle Creek. She's a volunteer with Forest Heroes. Jez, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Gordon.
What has happened since we spoke to you in October regarding Kellogg, Wilmar, and the rainforest?
So the good news is that Kellogg's did listen to their neighbors here in Michigan, and they picked up the phone and influenced Wilmar to implement a policy that is deforestation and exploitation-free. So Wilmar controls about 45% of the palm oil industry, and their implementation will transform the whole industry and set a new standard.
So a pretty important announcement in your mind that coming from Wilmar?
Yes, we call it part one because it's kind of ironic that Wilmar actually adopted a policy. And now for part two, we're asking Kellogg's to follow Wilmar's lead and also adopt their own deforestation policy.
At the time, you called for Kellogg to cut ties with Wilmar. Does this change that in some way? Should Kellogg maintain ties with Wilmar?
For sure, yes. We actually wanted Kellogg's to end its partnership with Wilmar unless Wilmar decided to end its deforestation practices. So Wilmar came through, and now, like I said, we just want Kellogg's to be a forest hero as well as Wilmar did.
Specifically, what change do you want out of Kellogg when it comes to their deforestation policies?
We do want Kellogg's to adopt its own policy, and we definitely want them to use Wilmar as a model. We want Kellogg's to obtain palm oil that is not sourced from deforested lands. And we don't have a lot of time. We would like Kellogg's to adopt a policy and have complete implementation by 2015. With the current rate of rainforest being destroyed, who knows what will be left. There are predictions that by 2020, the orangutans will be extinct. There's only about 60,000 left, as well as we also pushed for there's only about 400 Sumatran tigers left as well, and that number is dwindling.
Kellogg has a pretty long section on their website under corporate responsibility about palm oil in particular. Among the things that Kellogg says is that all of the palm oil we use today is 100% sustainably sourced through a combination of green palm certificates, mass balance, and segregated, sustainably grown supply. Also, 100% of the palm oil we use comes from suppliers who are members of the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. What do they have to do to go beyond that in your mind?
Well, there's been some controversy with the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil is that there is no transparency. So we're not exactly sure where Kellogg's is getting their palm oil. So we want them to obtain a comprehensive policy. Like, for example, Wilmar has already started telling their suppliers and growers, you know, if you do not stop destroying the rainforest, we will cut you off the business. So, like I said, there's some controversy with RSPO. There have been satellite images where you see land being cut and destroyed where those lands should be protected. And that's where they're growing and harvesting the palm oil.
Kellogg also says on their website that they are a very minor user of palm oil, buying about 0.1% of the global supply annually. Even if Kellogg were to completely change its policies, then is there still a problem out there with other companies which are extracting palm oil from somewhere?
Yeah, of course. There's nothing really stopping Kellogg from adopting a similar policy to stop buying palm oil this year that's killing Sumatran tigers. You know, we've seen Wilmar do it, or, you know, adopt a comprehensive policy. Nestle has also stopped buying palm oil from deforested lands. So right now we're focusing more on Kellogg's right now being in Michigan, and Kellogg's is our neighbor. But with Kellogg's being such an iconic company, if they are able to commit to a deforestation and exploitation-free policy, then that will also be setting a standard for other companies to follow as well.
You view Kellogg as an industry leader then, and you believe that what they do is going to influence what other companies do as well?
Yeah, of course. They're known. Tony the Tiger is a very known icon. You know, Tony the Tiger has taught us anything. It's that pretty good isn't good enough. So if Kellogg should resolve to be a great forest hero, it helped change its business partner, Wilmar's destructive practices, and now Kellogg's best to get its own house in order.
What do you plan to do in the next few weeks and months to try and bring about change in this area?
Yeah, we're definitely putting more pressure on Kellogg's. This Wednesday, we're going to be delivering photo petitions that we've collected in the past few months. We're creating a picture-a-day calendar. So there's about 365 photo petitions, which equates to about the number of Sumatran tigers left in the world. Before that, you know, people all across Michigan have signed petitions. They've done media outreach. They've also called into Kellogg's. We had a call-in day where we had over 600 phone calls asking the CEO of Kellogg's, John Bryant, to be a forest hero. Yeah, so we're just trying to get more people aware about the issue and to become more involved.
Have you had any response from Kellogg?
We have. We actually have heard that Kellogg's is in talks of adopting their own policy. We don't know too many details right now, but we're hoping that it's soon so that they can implement it and get started.
But to go back to the Wilmar issue for a moment, you do acknowledge that Kellogg played a major role in Wilmar's decision, or at least that's how it seems from the outside.
Yeah, we are very thankful for Kellogg's doing the right thing and contacting Wilmar and making a difference. We also did have a big event that probably helped Kellogg's to talk to Wilmar. We had a cereal bowl rally in November outside of Kellogg's headquarters, and that day we had a press conference with speakers voicing their concerns on the future of the rainforest and habitat. There was a 6-foot-tall cereal box filled with over 5,000 petitions, which was poured into a very large, giant cereal bowl, complete with a spoon. We also have letters, 100 letters from businesses and organizations calling on Kellogg's to use its influence on Wilmar.
Jez Vedwa, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you. Glad to be here.
Jez Vedwa of Battle Creek is a volunteer with the group Forest Heroes. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.